Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictator, now your 6-minute walk test on Edward Bohm, BOHM. This goes to Dr. Price. On 11/30/22, Mr. Bohm performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. After walking 309 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 94%, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Lucilla. Lucilla Dematos, D-E capital M-A-T-O-S. This goes to Dr. Cummings. On 11/30/22, Mrs. Dematos performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 420 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 94%, period. And paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jamie Lamons. This goes to Dr. Gerard. On 11/30/22, Mr. Lamons performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, forced vital capacity was mildly impaired. It was a mild impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was about 0.8, period. Paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease with possible airways obstruction without bronchial reactivity, and compared with the study dated 6/1/22, there's been no significant change, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Allison Connors. On 11/30/22, Mrs. Connors performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a minimal impairment in flow rates with complete reversibility after bronchodilators, leaving the patient with normal pulmonary function, period. A paragraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction consistent with asthma, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Virginia Herrera. This goes to Natasha Anderson, comma, RNP. On 11/30/22, Mrs. Herrera performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 98%, period. The patient walked for 3 minutes and 17 seconds and stopped due to dyspnea and sciatic pain, period. At the cessation of the test, her saturation was 95%, and she achieved 284 meters, period. And paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 11/30/22, Mrs. Willis performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/27/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Not yet. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Susan Van Dorp, D-O-R-P. This goes to Dr. Bourne. On 11/30/22, Mrs. Van Dorp performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 95%, period. The patient rested at 1 minute and 53 seconds. At that time, her saturation was 86%. And again at 3 minutes and 43 seconds with a saturation of 86%, period. She did achieve 331 meters in 6 minutes, and her saturation at the end of the study was 88%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Michelle Foltz, F-O-L-T-Z. This goes to Dr. Harper. On 11/30/22... Mrs. Foltz performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response or improved effort, leaving the patient with normal pulmonary function, period. Nopagraph impression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, consistent with asthma or improved effort after the bronchodilator period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Carolyn Harrison. This goes to Natasha Yount, Y-O-U-N-T, com N-P. On 11-30-22, Mrs. Harrison performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7-26-22, there's been no significant change, period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Thank you.